Wakey, wakey, good morning. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up. 4 minutes past six for your Thursday. Good morning.
Hey, Simo, went and got a bit of takeaway for lunch yesterday.
Okay.
Went to one of these places where you have to give over your name, and then when your food is ready, they say your name.
Yep.
This was about 2 o'clock, so it was after the lunchtime rush, so everyone was gone. So I was the only one in this shop.
Timing.
So she still asked for my name, even though there's no one else there, but that's just Jordan.
Okay. It's courtesy.
Exactly. You know, I didn't feel this was the type of thing I should start a massive argument over.
No.
So anyway, said my name, Jordan, went away, sat down. 5 minutes later, I can see the food getting ready, and you're looking at your phone, but you've got one eye on the person behind the counter, don't you? I mean, you're constantly going, oh, is that mine? That looks like mine. I got a burger and chips. Yep, that looks like mine.
Meanwhile, the hospitality worker's like, check out those guys' eyes. There's one's on the phone and one's just looking around the room.
It's amazing. Anyway, so I got the food, turned around, at the counter. I'm the only one in the shop, by the way. No one else had ordered anything. It's not like they do phone orders or anything like that. No,
yeah.
I'm the only one in the shop. I had said my name was Jordan. She'd written it down on the receipt. So puts the food there, looks at the receipt. Order for Brenda. Brenda. And then looked at me dead in the eye and says, this is yours, Brenda. I'm like, I don't even look like a Brenda.
How did they get that wrong?
I don't know.
You do look like a Brenda.
Oh, okay. Maybe I do look like a Brenda. I haven't met any Brendas with beards, but anyway. How do you get that from Jordan? Like, if it was Gordon, I get it. Jordan Gordon. That's close. Jordan to Brenda.
Was it good, though?
Oh, yeah, no. Food was delicious. I'm definitely going to go back there again.
Maybe it was Brenda's order, and you should potentially think about Brenda going forward.
I know. Well, maybe Brenda's just wondering the snowy's hungry. Just, where's my burger and chips gone? Hey!
Calvin Harris, this is Feels. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, Sucker. Here on Snow FM Breakfast. I'm a sucker for you. And it's Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Thursday, waking you up just here 20 past.
And Simo, I want to bring back a craze from the mid-2000s.
Okay.
Novelty ringtones.
Yes.
Now, I should specify, not all novelty ringtones.
A good one?
Some are annoying. Not them. I don't want to bring back that. Like, you made Crazy Frog. No, you can stay dead, Crazy Frog.
Okay.
And actually, didn't he release a song and it went like number one all around the world?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have it?
Have a look.
If we have it in the system, have a look. But you know, these days, I feel like not enough people are using novelty ringtones.
Right.
I mean, I think everyone just uses the sort of generic ringtone, which is just that.
Are you going to pick that up?
Which is mine. No, well, I'm just going. Actually, I'm just going through the list of all the ringtones on my phone. There's one called By the Seaside.
Man.
Yeah, that's terrible. Not
it's
using
lovely.
That. Not using that. But yes, I feel that people, they kind of just use the play it safe and don't kind of go a bit, become a bit adventurous with their ringtone, shall
okay,
we say.
Okay, right.
Do we have Crazy Frog there or?
No. We're out.
Probably a good thing that we don't.
Yeah.
But Simo, so yesterday I was doing a bit of shopping and there was a woman in the aisle whose phone started ringing. She had perhaps the greatest novelty ringtone ever.
Okay.
And she was enjoying it. She wasn't picking it up in a hurry. So I don't know who was calling her. It obviously wasn't a mistake. And it was loud. Like, I was standing right next to her in the aisle. We just happened to both be buying pasta.
Okay.
But you could have probably heard it from the other end of the store. So imagine what ringtone she had.
Not a clue. Sounds lit.
The theme song for The Simpsons.
Right down the pasta aisle, echoing throughout the store.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I assume it's her ringtone. I assume it was someone ringing her just because the sound was coming from her phone. For all I know, she could have just... That's how she buys pasta.
And the husband's made the sauce at home and he's just waiting
no,
for
no, the
husband's other...
listening to the Family Guy theme tune trying to pick her the right sauce. And this is the woman trying to go, oh, should we go spaghetti or ravioli? I can't quite work it out.
So did you give her a high five or, like, were you happy about the situation?
I should have done. I was happy about the situation. But yeah, I was just happy that, you know, someone's got a bit of better, you know, not the norm when they pick ringtone, shall we say.
You know, I was never really a Simpsons guy because, I don't know, strange yellow people around 6 o'clock every afternoon.
But were you a novelty ringtones guy?
No, neither. Again, I didn't really have a phone until...
What is your ringtone at the moment? Do you just have that generic one that I...
It's a Jenny.
See, so you've got to be a bit adventurous. Okay, what TV shows did you watch at about 6 o'clock every single weekday night?
Did you get
the news theme? That's your ringtone?
Nah, Crazy Frog, I might have to load that one for you.
Please don't. I work in the same office as you. Please don't.
Here on Snow FM. Nice boy, so well met. Freya Riding's Castles this morning on Snow FM at breakfast, 20 to 7. Simo and Jordan waking you up, and a guy has blown up his front yard. You ever been through this?
I've never blown up my front yard, no.
So he's turned, not the front yard, backyard, got to be specific.
Oh, I've blown up my backyard multiple times.
All right, of course. Part of his backyard upside down in a misguided attempt to kill some bugs. So what's happened was his wife's obviously been lecturing him for a while. I've got a quote here. His name is Caesar. My wife complained.
Hang on, is this like in ancient Roman times that this took place?
No, his last name.
Is this just like late, really late news?
His last name is Schmitz. So,
oh, okay.
My wife complained that there are a lot of roaches invading our garden. She is scared of them and begged me to destroy the nest underground once and for all. And you can see the video there, Jordan.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen the video, it's going viral. It's pretty much everywhere. So he's blown up sort of his back lawn.
How much?
Sort of, say, maybe a 4x4 meter square.
Yeah, it's got
He wasn't injured. He kind of blows up the grass and dirt. Goes everywhere and he kind of runs away, scampers away.
It's got to be.
But Simo, cockroaches, they can survive like nuclear winter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they could survive that. That's just like a roller coaster ride for them.
Yeah, it's super dumb considering if they survive the dinosaurs, they'd probably survive this. What he did was...
Yeah, I was going to ask, what did he do?
All right, so Caesar Schmitz, he poured some gasoline into a hole, then he started tossing matches.
It's always a good start to a story when he's just pouring petrol.
All right, so he started tossing matches into it. Nothing happens at first, but then after a couple of false starts... Kaboom!
I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions on Caesar's kind of education.
Yeah.
But last time I checked... Pouring gasoline or petrol, as it's known here, which is a very flammable liquid.
Yeah.
And then immediately striking a match and popping that into the gasoline.
All right, so I have
not a good idea.
I have a bit of experience with this.
What have you done?
So I grew up, as mentioned on this show quite a bit, I grew up on agricultural area. It was like a farm, and there was like a couple of different homesteads, I guess you'd call them, that we were renting out as well. And there was, she would have been 17 or something, and she was cruising around one of the paddocks from one of the other families and just dropping matches down rabbit holes, set fire to an entire paddock.
Wait, set fire underground.
Well, like, as in you drop the... It's underground at first, Jordan.
Yes.
If you're dropping matches down rabbit holes, but eventually, I mean, fire can only go up.
Mm.
So, eventually, after she dropped them down the holes, having a bit of fun, thinking that it's hilarious, because that's what crazy farm people think. That's what they do for humor. Netflix wasn't out.
Netflix wasn't out. What should we do for fun? The only possible thing I can think of is lighting a fire underground.
Idiots. And so then she went home thinking none the wiser, all good, 15 minutes later.
Oh, but it was still burning underground eventually. Oh, yeah. I see.
It took out, I think, at least an acre or two of farmland.
It's a bit of a weird one to explain to the fireys.
Exactly.
So how did the fire start? Well,
Netflix isn't out.
Where do I start? Yeah, we weren't watching Netflix, whatever that is.
Yeah, so if you can take one thing from this story is don't drop matches down holes. You just don't know what's going to happen. You could blow it up. You could set it on fire.
And don't mix petrol and fire.
You're on Snow FM. This is a good thing. I book myself table. Evie Adara Currency on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up.
And Simo, going to talk a bit of cricket.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it is the summer, of course. Summer of cricket has started and the Women's Big Bash, which is the Women's 2020, has kicked off. However, a game was being played yesterday and it got stopped because of a reason which you don't normally associate with cricket.
Okay.
Shall we say.
All right.
So the Women's Big Bash match between Melbourne Renegades and the Perth Scorchers was being played in Melbourne when after 8 overs, a fire alarm went off in the dressing room area, forcing the game to stop and everyone to evacuate. The culprit? Well, the actual player in question, there's no names.
Was someone having a cigarette?
No.
Okay.
Someone was making toast.
Even better.
Burn the toast.
Ooh.
Set off the fire alarm in the change room, forcing the whole play to be stopped. Everyone had to be evacuated, like the commentators as well, because they're all kind of in the same building. Both teams had to kind of awkwardly assemble on the pitch and just kind of chill out and wait while the fire brigade came.
So do you think the culprit, right? Do you think straight away they put another couple of bits of bread in the toaster and be like, well, I know it's fine. I'm still hungry.
Well, no, because there's the two bits of toast that are kind of burning over there uncontrollably.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, 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 that wasn't me. They were there when I got here.
So do you fix up toast that you burn, or do you just go for seconds?
Just go for seconds. How do you fix up toast that you... What's it burned? It's
scrape
burnt.
It off. So, like...
You can't scrape off.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a lie.
No, over the top of the sink, and then...
After this, I'm going to burn some toast.
Oh, great.
And then, actually, I don't know if we have bread.
Yeah, we'll evacuate.
No, we don't have bread.
You will evacuate.
Plus, we don't want to evacuate the work.
Snow FM.
At some point in the future, I will, I'm sure, burn toast and try and scrape it. But, Simo, because, you know, the crowd's waiting there.
Yeah.
The game stopped. They've got nothing to watch. They've got nothing to enjoy. So, I was dreaming up a bit of a playlist.
Oh, wait.
That they could play over the PA system with kind of fire, you know, it's themed songs.
Is this it here?
Yeah.
All right. Just like
fire. Bit of pink.
Decent, yeah. What else we got here? Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, bit of old school Ed Sheeran.
I see fire.
I mean, I had to go with the fire-themed songs because there's not that many toast-themed songs. And there's only one cricket-themed song I can think of. So, yeah, a bit of Ed Sheeran would just help the time by.
Oh, yeah, you love Katy.
Oh, yeah, a bit of Katy Perry as well. I mean, this is Firework, which is, you know, fireworks and fire are a bit different, but it's still got fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I reckon that would amply pass the time while the fire is... very casually wandered in. Who's the idiot that's burned the toast?
Who's the idiot that made up this playlist while we're here?
We hear this all the time. This isn't funny.
Yeah, who came up with this? Yeah, real funny. Postie, Post Malone on Snow FM at breakfast. Just gone 25 past 7. It's time to open up the mailbox.
Yes, Simo, all week we've been getting messages on the various social media. So at Snow FM on Instagram, Twitter, Snow FM Facebook page, info@snowfm if you want to send an email. You can post an email to us. I don't know our address, which I probably should have.
Top floor, Kosciuszko Road.
You just send it to the top floor. It'll get to
it'll
us.
It'll get there eventually.
Or Morse code, or we've got a fax machine somewhere.
It'll work.
But Simo, it is time for the mailbox. Hit the opener, please. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my message, so read it maybe.
Some of your best work there, Jordan.
Thank you. All right, Simo, what have we got?
All right, so this first one, sometimes these names have been withheld to protect the innocent, so I've done that with this one.
Oh, really? Did they ask for that, or did you just do it from the contents of the message?
No, sometimes I do it from the content. All right, so hi, Simo and Jordan.
Maybe their name is actually withheld. That's what it says on their birth certificate.
I'm 17 and thinking of getting my first tattoo on my wrist. Is that a good spot for a tattoo?
Just get withheld written on your wrist and they'll be fine. No, in all seriousness,
yeah.
I don't think we're the people to consult.
Neither of us have got
for tats. Like a serious thing like a tattoo.
What I have heard is that if you're getting a tattoo somewhere and all of like the tough looking bikey guys like come around the corner to watch, that's when you know there's going to be pain involved because they're like, oh, it's a fresh, someone getting a fresh tattoo. And if it's like the wrist, I think it's
a
lot
spot?
Of nerves and that kind of thing. So
what you're listening to is two guys who don't know anything about tattoos trying to work out tattoos.
Just get a tramp stamp. A lot of flesh back there.
Look, we're just going to... Just TBC, to be confirmed on that one.
This one's from Scott in Cooma. Do you guys take interns?
No.
Sure.
Should we?
Oh, no, Scott sounds cool.
I mean, that movie, The Intern, was pretty good. So, yeah. I mean, if it's like that.
Yeah, Scott, anytime.
Yeah, Scott, we'll see you at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hi, boys. I've recently dyed my hair purple and my husband thinks I might not get a job. That's from Charlotte in Cooma. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it depends where you're going for a job.
That's
I mean,
true. Hairdresser?
Hairdresser that specialises in dyeing your hair novelty colours.
There you go.
Job done, but I like purple. It's a nice colour.
Solve that one for
purple
you, Charlotte.
Purple brings out your eyes.
This one's from Dylan in Ginderbine. What's marshmallow in German?
I mean...
Google it.
His ass does.
Idiot.
Does he know that Google exists and that Google Translate exists?
I mean, I'll have a go, if you like.
Please just don't say the word marshmallow in a vaguely German accent.
Marshmallow. There you go.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger, wasn't it?
Dear.
Hang on, wait, I'm just...
Are you Googling?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You're going to help Dylan out.
So what we're doing here is stalling for time.
Yeah.
So, marshmallow. Type that into, English. What language? I can get it in Afrikaans.
Yep.
Where is German on this list?
It'll be Deutsch.
Oh. Okay.
Marshmallow.
That was anticlimactic.
And the last one for this week, dear Simo and Jordan.
What is pasta in German?
Dear Simo and Jordan, I am interested in this girl, and she has told me time and time again she is also interested in me, but she has a boyfriend. If you were in my shoes, how would you scare him away?
Got very serious messages to this week.
It's from Lachlan in Cooma.
How would you scare her away? Well, I mean, Halloween is coming up.
Now, how would you scare him away?
Yeah, okay, so how would you scare him away? Yeah, well, again, Halloween is coming up. Just get a really good costume.
Bed sheet.
Oh, I'm a ghost.
That takes out.
Leave.
That's the mailbox.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my message, so read it maybe.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello as well. That was Senorita on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
And Simo, we're talking uranium. We're not talking Uranus, the seventh planet in our solar system.
Look, you're telling the story.
Is that... Actually, Simo, here's a challenge for you. Can you name all the planets in the solar system?
No, definitely not.
Hang on, so my very easy method just speeds up naming planets.
Yeah.
So my Mercury, V Venus.
Right.
E... Oh, Earth.
So they're all in alphabetical order?
No.
Oh, okay.
My very easy M Mars, S Saturn. My very easy method just speeds up Uranus. Oh, up Uranus.
Yep.
Don't take that out of context.
You're right over there?
Sorry, I'm just kind of harping back to my year 9 science class.
Okay, right.
Anyway, yes, let's move on from before we get pulled off air.
So a hazmat team has responded this week after a resident received an order of uranium through the mail.
Did he order it online?
Yes, he did. $12.
$12? That's cheap for uranium.
Yeah, I assume. I mean, I don't know what the price of uranium is in...
I mean, it sounds expensive. I mean, uranium, it's one of those things. You just chuck an extra $10 per kilogram on just because and people will pay for it.
Authorities say no charges will be filed because apparently the shipment was legal and poses no health threat. But then I've done a bit of a look at what uranium is used for. Uranium is used by the military to power nuclear submarines and nuclear weapons. So, I mean, you know, naturally, the guys in the yellow suits and the gloves rocked up for a very good reason.
I just feel sorry for, like, the courier or the postie or whoever is just carrying around uranium all day and doesn't even realise.
No. You reckon that's, I mean...
So this guy just bought uranium... online.
Yeah.
Just like off eBay?
Or something like that?
Because I am someone, Simo, as you know.
You shop online.
Who does shop online and does like to have a few drinks and combine the two activities.
Naughty boy.
It's almost the weekend, so come the weekend, you know, if I should happen to remember that, hang on, I can remember. You can buy uranium online.
Yeah, well, there's...
We could be getting some on Monday, Simo.
That's why I shop local, so I can't accidentally...
Oh, so you buy your uranium local.
Yeah, but...
I just popped out to my local uranium shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, just 2 blocks of uranium for me, please.
I like to see
I'm
it.
I'm on a diet.
Yeah, I like to see it before I purchase.
Try before you buy.
It's Niall Horan this morning, and then we're going to chat to Omar after that. Samantha Jade, Forget It All on Snow FM at Breakfast. And if you want to catch up with our chat with Samantha Jade, you can find that through snowfm.com.au.
Yes, and Simo, if you want to catch up with our chat with your Oma, it's coming up right now.
Yes,
good timing.
Good morning, Oma. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I'm good. How are you doing?
Both very well, thank you. Oma, you are here. It is, of course, Oma's Bin Night. There's been loads of all the kind of news stories that we've been talking about throughout the week. They've kind of been mounting up in the studio. Oma, we're going to give you the headlines of them, and you can decide if we should throw them in the rubbish bin and they're gone forever, or if we can recycle them, and then we'll have a chat about them again and get your thoughts. Are you all set to go, Oma?
I'm ready and raring to go, boys.
I've got something to start us off, Jordan. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Alrighty. 'Cause you're filthy. It's filthy in here, Jordan. Time to clean up. What do you got for us? First headline,
Omar. Headline reads, passengers wrap drunk man in cling film after he tries to open plane door.
Absolute trash.
Throwing it in the bin. I'm scrunching it up, Simo.
That is rip it up.
Going in the bin. Do you have a story or shall I do another one?
No, you go.
Okay, Omar. Headline reads, highly aggressive cow leads police on chase in Germany.
No. In the bin.
No, I thought that one would have tickled Omar's fancy.
Straight in the rubbish.
Scrunching it up. There we go. All right, okay. Third time lucky. Let's try this one. The headline reads, school asks students to wear boxes on heads to stop cheating.
I need to hear this right now.
There we go.
Recycle.
All right. So, Omar, this is a story of an Indian school which, in order to stop its students cheating, put big boxes on their students' heads in class and cut out a hole at the front so they could see their paper and nothing else. The pictures of them are hilarious. If you haven't, head online, check them out. There's just a class full of students all wearing boxes on their heads with teachers trying not to laugh.
Now, Omar, in your younger years, you were a teacher. Did you ever think of this?
No, I was too busy making sure I put belts around people's left hand and wrap around my back, because using the left hand is the sign of the devil.
I didn't.
So
I forgot about that.
You can't do that anymore, Omar. Just if you were thinking of taking going back to school.
Dear, ding ding.
I might do some TRT days. I have mini belts ready to go.
But Omar, did you ever catch any students like cheating in like a unique way?
Oh yes.
Can you elaborate?
Yes.
Thank
many
you.
Students who love to do their cheating like to think that they can be so sneaky they put their phone under the desk. Now, when I was teaching, it was just a regular ring phone where you go all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
But when I do TRT, they use the mobiles. They put it all the way under the desk to think we cannot see. But desks is not covered. So you just see kids with arms down in between legs looking at phone. It's very, very sneaky and very easy to see.
Omar's teaching day is far behind us. Shall we continue to clean up?
Yes, Emma, do you have any new stories you want to do? 'Cause
you're... All right, Omar, a Sydney bar is holding a naked Sunday session.
Trash.
Oh, that's going in the bin.
Straight in the bin there, yep. Beautiful. Thieves steal duffel bag full of rare snakes.
Ding, ding, ding.
She's in.
Yeah, so this morning we're learning about Omar. She used to be a teacher and she's a fan of snakes.
A reptile lover says thieves who made off with his duffel bag probably thought they were taking a swag or like a tent or something. And then, well, basically it turns out the guy...
to be a bag of snakes.
He had a full bag of snakes because he breeds and sells reptiles in his business. I mean, I don't know why he's keeping three pythons and a lizard inside a duffel bag, but...
I feel sorry for the lizard.
Omar, do you think the thieves had a bit of a shock?
I do. I think the headline should have read, though, "Man has python grabbed by stranger."
I mean,
Omar, God, is this a bit hot in here? I'm blushing.
It's heating up the snow. She's melting. Be careful driving to perish her.
All right, we've also got a woman in a 5-year relationship with a Boeing 737.
Oh, yes, I need to hear this one.
Three in a row.
She's in again. All right, ding, ding. All right, so her name is Michelle. She says she's been in a 5-year relationship.
Wait, Michelle or the plane? Who's called Michelle? The plane or the lady?
Michelle is the woman's name. The plane is just called Boeing, I believe.
Is that what it says on its birth certificate?
Yeah. She considers herself to be in love with the Boeing 737. Michelle is 30. She says she's been in love with that aircraft for a very long time. They're considering at the stage of their relationship to be taking it physical. So I think we need to scrunch this one up.
Oh, no, well, let's just get Omar's. What are your thoughts? I mean, Omar, you're obviously a well-travelled woman. Is the Boeing 737 your favourite type of aircraft?
I know. I much prefer dinghy with outboard, but Simon,
yeah.
If this lady can find love with plane, why can you not find love with lady?
It is a good point, Simo.
There's always a reason. Omar, thank you for joining us this morning for Bin Night.
I'll scrunch that one up. Omar, thank you for joining us. We've got rid of a lot of the rubbish here in the studio.
You make sure you keep it clean and squeaky, boys, and I will see you next week. I love you both.
With your help, we'll keep it clean in here, Omar. Have a great week.
Bye, boys.
This is Pinal. All of us, you're on Snow FM at breakfast. And all clean in the studio. How
it's
good.
Nice.
Medusa and Good Boys, that was Lose Control on Snow FM at breakfast. 21 minutes en route to 9 o'clock.
And Simo, time to delve into one of your celebrity feuds.
That's it. So we've spoken about The Rock previously. I'm not going to get into that right now. We haven't got enough time.
We finish at 9, Simo.
Yeah. However, what we do have time for is my issues with Cardi B, right?
Kind of half expecting you to play a Cardi B song, not going to lie. Oh, this is Cardi B's new one. Yeah, it sounds very similar to that other one that I'm thinking of.
Eye of the Tiger?
Yeah.
So Cardi B, having a go at Cardi is probably enough to get you shot in some neighbourhoods, but we'll see how we go. First and foremost, if you're not familiar with her, she kind of got famous on YouTube.
She doesn't do this song.
No, she got famous on YouTube before kind of going into the rap pop scene.
I feel a lot of artists are doing that these days. Justin Bieber, of course, probably the famous one.
So much so.
That Aussie guy as well, Troye Sivan, I think he was on YouTube as well.
So much so that, Cardi wasn't doing any singing on YouTube.
Oh.
Personality shines through, Jordan. And it's so strong that someone has...
But what was she doing on YouTube then? Because everything that's on YouTube is just singing in cat videos.
Nope, this is what she was doing. I can't deal.
So you've shown me what she was doing.
Yes.
And I'm still none the clearer, none the wiser.
Exactly my point.
Just making noise. Yeah. Is that what she was doing?
Yeah, so Cardi B, she's now a big-time famous rapper, and now she's actually doing some decent work, I guess you would say. Like, she's featuring with Ed Sheeran and all that kind of thing. But I can't say I'm necessarily super pleased about the scenario, because my two biggest... rivals/my two biggest feuds are set to now star in a movie together.
Oh, is Cardi B going into the movie world?
Yeah.
Well, put it this way, she's never done a movie before. At least The Rock probably won't be the worst actor in that movie.
100%. Fast and the Furious, The Rock and Cardi B. Spare me, honestly. Those two. This is fits in the tantrums. Somebody save yourself.